Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you who have joined us here on the Master's Call on this Creating Me a Clean Heart and Renew a Right Spirit Within Me Monday. That scripture can be found in Psalm 51:10. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and welcome you to the Master's Call. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this another day that you have allowed us to be in, June the 11th of 2018. And we thank you, God, because you kept us. We thank you because you are blessing us. And we thank you, God, that you are a true and living God. And so this morning, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you that you gave them the vision to start this The Master's Call almost 8 years ago, and I thank you for their yes. I pray that you would continue to position them and posture them to receive your promises, oh God. And for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice, I pray that you would search our hearts and search our minds, search our spirits, and create within us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, make us right. And so I ask right now, as the speaker would come this morning, that God, you would increase as they decrease, that your word will go forth uncontaminated, unhindered, and unaltered in the name of Jesus. And God, we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless name, the mighty name, the miraculous name, the marvelous name, and the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. At this time, Minister Rebecca, are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Hostess, the platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you. And thank you for greeting us this morning with that wonderful tag, Create in Me a Clean Heart and Renew a Right Spirit Within Me Monday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm greeting you from Snellville, Georgia. And I'd love to tell you a little bit about our call. The Master's Call was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our doctor and pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net, and this is where all of our messages have been archived, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is in 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our songbird did this morning, or a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or maybe share a word from the Lord. You might even have a prayer request or a praise report that you want to share. Well, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, but we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. And our new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. If you need a bypass number, and that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Inspirational Monday. We will see you at the Artist Houston Regional event coming up from July 6th and July 7th. And July 8th as well. On July 8th, our Minister Edith Bird will be our anointed mouthpiece as our Sunday morning service speaker at the regional event in Houston at 9 a.m. And now our speaker is a new speaker on the Master's Call and will be introduced by our wonderful blessing, Pastor Vanessa. Pastor and Dr. Vanessa, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Rebecca from Snellville, Georgia. Thank you so much for hosting the call today, and a big shout out of thanks to our songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale of Inglewood, California, up early this morning with that sunshine in her voice, greeting each and every one of us as we came on the line. Again, warmest kingdom greetings to our entire Master's Call family. It's an honor always to have our family members and guests and friends call in to be a part of this call. You all are used to, usually every Monday morning, hearing from our illustrious co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and her husband, Brother Lester, and I see that she is on the board also, so good morning, warmest kingdom greetings. But she has, because she is traveling, asked if we would have a special guest join us today, and I am honored and humbled to have her be a part of our call today. I'm going to give a brief introduction so that we can bring her up and have plenty of time to hear from this awesome woman of God. Her name is Apostle Phyllis Terry, and Apostle Phyllis is the founder of God's Way International Ministries Incorporated. Apostle Terry is an apostolic missionary who God has raised up and sent to nations as a trailblazer and a pioneer for the kingdom of God. Now, she is a weapon of warfare likened into a blacksmith in the body of Christ, releasing revelation that causes plowshares to be beaten into swords. Often as she speaks, ministries are launched and ministry gifts are stirred up into activation. This mother of many nations has birthed and mentored numerous sons and daughters, as well as trained a myriad of intercessors for God's end time army. Apostle Terry lives a consecrated and dedicated life to the Lord. Back in 2002, God challenged her with an assigned mandate of a 72, and listen, folks, water only fast, 72 days. And it was after this period of purification and consecration that God released an even greater yoke-breaking anointing upon her life. Now, she is a general in intercession and spiritual warfare. Apostle Terry is frequently sought out as an international conference speaker whose voice thunders forth with an apostolic and prophetic sound. Her international ministry sphere has taken her to such places as Germany, Africa, the Middle East, Turkey, the Philippines, Bahrain, Israel, France, Spain, India, Jamaica, Korea, Cambodia, Portugal, plus other nations, and throughout this great United States of America. Dr. Phil, as she is called by many, is also known for her anointed writings. She's the author of several books, Fasting, A Weapon of Breakthrough, Powerful Saying to Keep You Praying, Words of Worship, with phrases of praise. Paralysis of prayerlessness. Plenty of prayer, plenty of pain. And gap map, an intercessor of prayer manual. Now, Apostle Terry is an entrepreneur, whereby her marketplace and business anointing allows her to provide resources, clothing, and accessories that enhances the total you. Now, Dr. Field's ultimate goal is to empower, impact, and help increase the kingdom of God by any means necessary. Now, formerly she served as the co-pastor, along with her husband, Apostle Thomas Terry Jr., of God's Way of Love Center in Okinawa, Japan, for 15 years, and that's when I think she connected in her military career with our powerful co-founder, Dr. PK. Now, presently, she's the owner of JC's Kitchen Restaurant in Durham, North Carolina, where the Marketplace Ministry is in full operation. Now, Apostle Terry has a degree in business education from Winston-Salem State University and an MBA in business administration from North Carolina Central University. She also holds a Master's of Divinity degree from Oral Roberts University, and that's in her time in Tulsa. That's when her and I met when we both were in Tulsa, and a doctorate in theology. And Dr. Field now reigns and lives in Durham, North Carolina. So it's been such a blessing that our lives have intertwined with both of your founders this morning. She is a powerful woman of God. I present to all of this new TMC family, she's new to us, an awesome woman of God. And we give her the platform and encourage her to just let the Lord have his way. Good morning, Apostle Phyllis Terry. Welcome to the Master's Call. The platform is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. What an honor it is to be a part of the Master's Call this morning. I do want to thank Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for inviting me on and giving me the opportunity to answer the Master's Call. My God, I could stop right there. Just to be able to know that God allowed us to wake up this morning and to live and to move and to have our being. That was the call of the Master, to give us another opportunity to be able to seek his face, to call upon the Lord while he is near, and to most of all be able to worship him and praise him for all that he is doing, and will continue to do. I do want to say thank you and welcome to each of you. It is my prayer that I will fulfill the assignment that Dr. PK has given me this morning in talking about and encouraging us in the time of prayer and fasting. I know that oftentimes and sometimes that word of fasting is not a word that we want to hear, but it's a word that we are commanded to hear. And so I'm excited about that, and thanks again for being a part of that. Well, she called the right one because, as Dr. Vanessa said, that I'm one that not only just fast and pray, but God had called me forth on a fasting mandate as I emptied my plate to possess the gates, because there are a lot of gates in our lives, in the lives of the community, in the lives of the world, in the lives of the seven mountains, in the lives of our business as entrepreneurs that hinder us from going forth to be successful and to grab hold to all that God has for us. And so from that mandate, I was obedient, but remember that I could only fulfill the mandate was because I was already fasting and praying, because fasting and prayer was and is a lifestyle. So with that being said, I just want to kind of just go through some what fasting and prayer is all about and give a little bit of my testimony on what happened during those 72 days of fasting with water only. It wasn't no beans and greens, no collards, no tomatoes, no potatoes, but water only, the thing that God created from the beginning. And knowing I call it my WWW, it was the word, water, and worship. I said it was the word, it was water, and worship. It's something about reading the word, because I know the word is our sustainer. The word itself in the time of fasting and prayer becomes our meal. It becomes our mandate that water begin to come forth and cleanse my body, cleanse my mind, and wash out the old to bring about the new. How important that water is to all of us this morning, and that worship. Oh, it's nothing like living at the feet of Jesus. Glory to God. When we bow down before him and worship him and in spirit and in truth, that's the greatest place to be. Oftentimes we're looking for, in our time of fasting and prayer, we want to have an immediate result. We want God to move like a bellboy. And when I ring, you bring. But God reminds us that in order for me to bring, you have to ring up and obey my commandments. And so with that, he commands us to fast. It's not whether we want to fast and pray, but he commands us to fast and pray. He did not say if you fast. He said when. When you choose to obey, when you choose to yield to my word and come before me to empty your plate, and then and only then will I bring. So I know that Dr. PK, and that is a heart desire of hers, and I know she's been teaching on prayer and fasting, a powerful woman of God when it comes to prayer. Man, I'm telling you that devil, those demons shake when she puts her feet on the ground in the mornings, in the evenings, and even as she walks, because and we should be like her. And when I say like her, you don't have to be her, but be like us, and to wear a garment, to wear the garment with the anointing of when you've gone before the Lord in prayer and fasting, and when you come out, that you're wearing the type of anointing that people can be delivered, that people can be healed, that the captives can be set free in the name of Jesus. And you don't have to identify who you are. You don't have to read your bio. You don't have to give your status, how much money in the bank and how many organizations and businesses that you're running. But it's something about the anointing when you fast and pray. It's something about the power of God that rested upon you. And you can be like the book of Acts in chapter 3, where Peter was at the beautiful gate and the man was there giving alms. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, rise. Just look on me and live. I'm praying that this group today that is under the sound of my voice will wear a prayer and fasting anointing, where wherever you are and whatever you're doing in the marketplace, that people can look on you and live. Not just in the natural, but their mindsets can be transformed. Minds can be changed, and they can come out of poverty mindsets when they see your life, that they're where they're maybe racking in pain in their body, that their bodies can be healed from diseases because they're looking on you and live, because you have chosen to empty your plate to possess the gate that is in the marketplace. It is my prayer this morning that as I speak to you, that you will wear the type a mantle as entrepreneurs in the marketplace. And whether you're entrepreneur or you're calling on the line, whatever position that you carry, whether it's wife, mother, a Christian, the fivefold ministry gift, or you said, I don't have a title, but your title is to function by the anointing of Almighty God. Glory to God. Now, so that's my prayer, that you are change agents, to your call, being called forth to bring about change in the world, and fasting will help do that. And so this morning, as we're talking about fasting, I want to remind us that in general, that fasting is intended for the honoring and the pleasing of God. It's not that we have to go forth and fasting and that man might know what we are doing, but the first thing that we must understand, that it is to come forth and please and honor our Heavenly Father. And then it brings us to the place of being humble and abasing ourselves, humbling ourselves before the Lord, because a fast is a day to afflict the soul, and if it is, and it does not express our genuine sorrow for sins and do not promote a real motivation of ourselves. And so it is to promote God. In Isaiah, I'm going to just read this quickly, 58 verses 6 through 8. I'm sure that we know that passage from the word, but it reads that, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. When you break something, we want it to be destroyed. Yokes in our lives today need to be broken. There are some things in your destiny that still needs to be fulfilled, and hindrance may be there that's hindering you to from your breakthrough. There are hindrances that are hindering your financial breakthrough. There are hindrances that are maybe hindering your marriage and bring hindrance to your children and on your job. You know that there you are supposed to be promoted, but there are those that are standing in your way of breakthrough. But I'm telling you, when you begin to fast and pray, those yokes can be broken. It is not to share your bread with the hunger and you to bring to your house the poor who are cast out. But when you see the naked, that you cover them and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light will spring forth like the morning. Your healing shall bring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your real reward. And so as we're fasting and preparing to continue to pray and making it a lifestyle, as the Bible has commanded, there's results. You're not doing it in vain. I remember the clock sister said, is my praying in vain? Is my fasting in vain? Well, I come to tell you this morning, after living a lifestyle of fasting, it is not in vain. You know, recently at this year, as a matter of fact, I'm on a fast now. We're fasting and praying. We're doing a special a prophetic activation that we're calling forth increase and order in our life, and God promised us that there are four mantles that have been released in this hour, and so we've decided that on these last last 10 days, about 30 days, that we would empty our plate, because we have been seeking the Lord, but then in our seeking, the Lord says you need to seal, and we're sealing it in fasting and prayer. And so the Lord is releasing mantles on your life and my life and lives of those who are seeking him through prayer and fasting. And the mantles that are being released in this hour are the mantle of prayer, the mantle of favor. There's increased favor that is being released, but we have to position ourselves. And sometimes this the release only comes when we allow God to know that we are serious about receiving what we need, and so we empty that plate. The other mantle that God is releasing upon you and I in this hour is the mantle of increase. And then that fourth mantle, I call it the mantle of mass abundance. God just do not want us to have increase, but he wants us to have massive abundance. There's an overflow that's going on, glory to God. There's an overflow that's going on, and I'm not just talking about financially, but there's an overflow that's going on, an increase in your life, an increase in your health, an increase in your marriage, an increase in global ministry, an increase in forgiving others, and an increase in your business. God is releasing abundant strategies and increase in your household, an increase in salvation. Oh, yeah, you may have loved ones that have not decided to give their lives to Christ yet, but I'm telling you, it's something about emptying your plate that the benefits of fasting will break that yoke, will break the bands of wickedness that's holding them back. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. This is not the hour to quit. This is, I promise you, Master Touch, it's not the hour to quit. We are on the blink of a breakthrough because of what fasting will do. But remember, it can only do it when you decide to do it. So it just does not happen just by talking about it, but action must take place. Because it says that when you fast and not if. And so the when is that we must obey what God has said and what he continues to say. And so what are the benefits? Let us look at from the passage that I just read from Isaiah 58. It loosed the bands of wickedness. And so when we fast, the bands of wickedness can be broken. 1 John 3:8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil, the works of the enemy, any works that is contrary in your life and in the lives of your family, in the lives of those that surround it, in the lives of our government, in the seven mountains, or anything that is contrary to the will and the way of God and its darkness, God says that I'll loose the bands of wickedness. And then I will undo heavy burden. Ah, this is the hour that I just decree and declare that the burdens and the stress and the mental illness that is going forth and allowing people to commit suicide in this hour, through our fasting and prayer, God is going to undo those heavy burdens and all of that stress that's allowing you not to be healthy and blood pressure going up. And we're on all kind of excess medicines and pills and all of that. Oh, we break that curse today in the name of Jesus, because that fasting, as we come unto him, and all ye that are labor and heavy burden, I will give you rest. I need you to rest in me, I hear the Lord say. I just need you to stop worrying and being anxious about everything and all things. But if you would just come in your time of prayer and fasting and rest in me, I'll take my yoke upon you and lean on me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find unto me a rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11 tells us that, 28 through 30. So it undo heavy burdens. I want you to just take a moment and shake yourself today. So I'm not taking this day and carrying this on this Monday, on this victorious Monday. I'm shaking myself. That I woke up with concerned about it and worried about. I loose the stress because I'm going to give God some time in prayer and fasting that the burden and the stress will be lifted off of me. And then the next benefit, it lets the oppressed go free. Fasting will aid in releasing the oppressed people to go free. Psalms 12 and 5 says, for the oppressed of the poor, for the sign of the needed, now will I arise, said the Lord, and I will set him in safety from them that are puffed up at him. I will allow the oppressed to go free. And the oppressed is not just the ones that we know, our loved ones, and ones that we are surrounded, the church body. But there are oppressed people every day in nations. You know, I'm one that traveled to nations. I've gone to over 40-something nations now. That's my passion, and I believe what the Word of God says, that wheresoever my feet tread, that shall I possess. And so when I go among the oppressed people, I believe that in my time of prayer and fasting, that they are released and set free. The oppressed are set free. I do not wait until I get on the ground to fast and pray in a nation. So many people say, you know, well, when I get there, I'm going to fast and pray. Well, you know, that's not the time. You know, you already should already have been fasting and praying, and you're carrying the oil to pull out from your fasting and prayer. It is my goal that as I travel like this and as you travel, that every yoke will be broken as you're going forth and on your job, in the marketplace, wherever it is that God would have you to do. And then it provides for the poor and the needy and cause our health to be restored quickly. I think that this is an important point that I want to bring out, that it causes our health to be restored, because I know that Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, they talk about restoration of health often, and I know that that's what Odyssey is all about, to make sure that you're living that life that is healthy unto the Lord and be reminded that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as we yield our flesh and allow our flesh to be crucified so God can be glorified, he wants us to be healthy. 1 John 4 and 1 says, our beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. You know, you may prosper financially, you may prosper in other areas, but if we are not healthy, you can't spend the money, baby girls and Master Carl. You can't spend it, booze. We're sitting back, and somebody else going to enjoy what we went forth grinding in. And so I want to say that fasting will restore health. I remember when I was on the 72-day fast, I had an excessive cough. I had it for years and years, and it would just seem like the only thing that would suppress it was like if I drunk some NyQuil, and it would suppress it long enough, and before I knew it, I'd get me a little bit more, and it would suppress that cough, and it got so bad. But after those 72 days, God removed the cough. He removed, I had some indigestive problems, and he removed that. I'm telling you, my health was restored. You know, even at my age now, I give God the glory. I'm not on one medicine. Glory to God. I thank the Lord that I want to live healthy. And my decree every day, God, is that let me live to be 100, not just 100 and over, but I want to live and be healthy. I decree, and I also say that I should live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord. And so in ending this today, I want to let you know that the fasting is a mandate. And I'm going to close with the fact that, because my time is up, that it's a mandate, and this is what the Lord gave me as it's been a mandate in your life and my life. And so the Lord, I wrote this from the time of fasting. Fasting is a mandate. What you ate was a bait to destroy your God-given faith. For it was God that has given you an original date so that you can go forth and empty your plate. So now you are crying, Lord, is it too late, even though the enemy wants me to wait? Yet this plan to see, his plan is to see more bitterness and hate and a great increase in the nation's crime rate. Oh, no, this cannot be, as this flesh will soon see, that it no longer will have control over me. So I'm cleaning my slate because the kingdom cannot wait for my undisciplined eating state. So from the table I must push away so I can begin to fast and pray. Although the mission is very great, yet God has chosen me as a candidate to go forth and fulfill his fasting mandate. So on my knees I answer the call like a watchman on the wall, seeking to see Satan's kingdom fall. From this day forward, I'll no longer be rude because God has delivered me from food. Now I take my position with a different condition and boldly declare in fervent prayer, Lord, I'm emptying my plate so I can possess the gate. I want to encourage you to empty your plate so you can possess the gate. Dr. Vanessa, it's for you, it's on you. Thank you.
Wow, 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 wow. Thank you, woman of God. Apostle Phyllis Terry, we have been so blessed this morning, and we pray the virtue of God be poured back into you for what you poured out into us, and then we decree good soil to receive every word you imparted into us about prayer and fasting. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Well, folks, I tell you, I know all of you all want to listen to the playback of this call, and we'll be posting the link. The playback number is 712-432-1085. You heard the announcements at the beginning of the call. At the end of, I want to remind you that our own Pastor Everett Thomas will be our speaker this morning on the inspirational call, Inspirational Monday, on the morning motivational call. Yes, we've gone a little over, but I tell you what, it's every second has been worth it. We definitely want to have you back again at your convenience, Apostle Phyllis. You have been just such a blessing to the body of Christ over the years. So we're going to go on and end the call now in prayer, and we just thank each and every one of you for coming on the line today. I know you want to blast this message, all of us, to be reminded the power of prayer and fasting. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your vessel, the mighty mouthpiece from the throne room of God you used this morning, Apostle Phyllis. Again, Daddy God, we ask you to pour back the virtue, the strength, continue to give her the favor as she goes forth, even on this consecration, as these four mantles shall firmly fall upon her life. Now, we thank you for every listener on the line, that we will not just be hearers of the word, but doers also, that we will understand the power and the presence of prayer and fasting, as Matthew 17:21 tells us to do. So as we leave this call, Father God, benevolent your presence, go with us, equip us, remind us that our steps are ordered by you, and in all we do and say, we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, let's go out for many of you all to hop on the next call so we can support Pastor Everett Thomas. Again, a big thank you to you, Apostle Phyllis. We so appreciate and love you. Safe travels to our dear Dr. PK and Brother Lester. They're headed back to North Carolina. And for everyone, go out and have an absolutely blessed day. Bye-bye.